On the Colombo Street side of the marketplace in the 1860s, there was a row of little wooden shops and a couple of hotels and stables, the Duke of Wellington grog shop, which is a little more than that, but also Mrs. Pope's fancy goods store. There was a grocery shop, a two-story grocery shop, owned by Rankin and Swales. Rankin was an elderly man, and Swales was a notorious drunkard. But 1860, early 1868, there was very heavy northwest rain up in the Alps, and the Waimakariri burst its banks, and it flowed down the old channels into the Avon, and the Avon rose very rapidly. People noticed that the water had turned bright yellow, you know, a sort of clay yellow, and it just rose and rose and kept rising. The police station had to shift all its records upstairs. The land office was flooded, and so they had to shift all of the legal papers for the magistrate's court. And there were fears that the bridge, the Victoria Bridge, would have been carried away. Only a couple of days after the flood, when people were still mopping up and cleaning up, there was a fire one night, and the grocery store owned by Rankin and Swales burned down. And it was very peculiar. They were next door but one to Mrs. Pope's shop, and her daughter noticed it first and gave the alarm. Mrs. Pope had noticed Swales in the backyard, standing fully dressed in a coat with a top hat and a bag, as if he was about to go somewhere. And later, in the crowd milling around, the police asked him, you know, what he was up to. And he was very evasive and sort of shuffled away. And so later on, Inspector Pender arrested him because the firemen, going through the embers, had found a body in the ruins of the grocery shop, and it was Rankin. Swales insisted that he never meant to harm the old man, but his drinking companions recalled that he'd often said in the pub that he wished to get rid of Rankin and but he'd burn the place down and use the insurance to start afresh somewhere else, you know. So there were sort of hints of a motive there. And it may be that he'd started the fire and told the old chap to get out, but he'd been overcome by smoke and couldn't get out. Swales made no attempt to go in and rescue him. So he was charged with murder, arson and murder. And the jury took, I think, about 20 minutes to find him guilty. And he was the first person hanged in Canterbury, at the Littleton Jail, for the murder of his partner. He insisted all along that he hadn't meant the old man to die, but he didn't deny setting the fire. So poor Mrs. Pope, although she was insured, she lost about £500 worth of stock, which was a fortune in those days, and took quite a while to recover from that. But her shop became famous, and, you know, there was a Mrs. Pope's in Christchurch for donkey's years until even when I was a kid, and I remember my mum going shopping there. So that's the great scandal of the marketplace fire of 1868.